Coach, this has to be a satisfying win in front of the home crowd, a thriller right down to the end. What are your thoughts?
It's always nice to find a way to win. You know, have a long drive at the end of the game, and everybody's a little bit down when they score. And our guys kept their poise on the sideline, and you could see that there was a sense of urgency. They're really focused, and great job finding a way to move it down the field and score a touchdown.
Coach, you think it was somewhat of a letdown, maybe not intentionally, when Cutler went out of the game?
I think there's always a little bit of that. You know, anytime you lose a starting quarterback, you always think it's going to be a little bit easier. But I got to give them a lot of credit. He made some great plays with his legs, kept a number of drives going, and found a way to get back in the game.
The turbo offense really worked well today, and you stayed in it longer.
Yeah, what we did is we were able to keep them a little bit off balance with our running game. They're an excellent rushing defensive team, and I thought by our quick pace, we were able to get some plays that normally you can't get against Chicago. And I think that was the difference in the game.
Coach, you got a real weapon there in Jordan Reed. Tell us about his game today. I know he got a little dinged up, but he's all smiles in the locker room right now.
Well, I think a lot of people could see fairly early that was one of the few guys that can come in and really set people up. You know, he's got great quickness. He's able to kind of square up linebackers, safeties, and beat them one-on-one. Anytime you have a guy with that type of ability and you can get him some one-on-one matchups, he's usually going to win. But I think Chris will be the first guy to tell you over there, Chris Cooley, that you don't see guys like that very often as rookies, do you, Chris?
Coach, I know one of the goals this week was to keep the ball away from Devin Hester, and he gets it and gone.
Well, that's what one of our goals were. You know, we didn't want to punt to him. We were going to punt out of bounds or hang the ball high enough. And when you do, you know, over kick your coverage, he's going to make some plays. And I thought Niles did a great job trying to get down there, and obviously just a little bit short. And you could see the pursuit just a little bit short. But it wasn't lack of effort. We had guys really working hard. We had a couple squibs, a couple mortar kicks to just make sure that we didn't put the ball in his hands, because I've been around him too many times where he wins football games by himself, and he could have done that to us today.
Coach, I know you're going to celebrate this victory, and it is a very, very satisfying win, but you're going to Denver next week. Your first thoughts on going back to where you won those two Super Bowls years ago?
Well, I think you're right. The first thing you do is enjoy this win for about 24 hours or thereabouts, and then you get ready for Denver. We know they're a good football team, and you know, they play Indy tonight. We'll get a chance to look at that. But, yeah, it's a big game for us. Anytime, you know, you've got two wins and four losses, every game is big. And that's why this win tonight was so big. We had to win this game. Our football players know it. You know, they had to play their best game and really proud that they played for 60 minutes.
Congratulations.
If you go turbo, it's going to be a fast game out there.
You could be right, yeah. They may slow it down on us.
Hey, congratulations, Coach.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Thanks, Sonny. Thanks.